All right, and we're back. That last song was Super Sport with God is Change, and I am now here with Nick Prado. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah. So, Nick, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So, my name's Nick Prado. I'm a New England-based indie rock Americana artist, currently living here in Boston. Originally from Maine, a little town called Yarmouth, on an island just off the coast of Yarmouth called Little Joan. So my roots are here, my roots are in New England, and you know, I've been sort of cutting my teeth in the Boston scene for the past couple of years. Went to school here, graduated last year, and then have just been sort of getting ingrained into the scene here since then. So yeah, coming out with new music over the course of the past couple of years and just trying to build some momentum.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had the pleasure of seeing you play with a broken finger,
yes,
no less,
yes,
with Brady Dallas Jones,
mm-hmm, the man,
a while back.
Yeah.
But that was a fun show, and I'm glad that you have all of your fingers today.
Yes, this is actually the first time I'm going to be playing live since I got him back. So,
well, yeah. You considering that you did that well with 9, I'm excited to see what you can do with 10.
Appreciate it.
You want to start us off with a song?
Yeah, for sure. This is the title track from my debut record, which came out last year. It's called All the Space. Hope you enjoy it. Like a mirage, you fill in the frame, a beacon in a summer rain. Beast without a name. How the blood it rushes through with an evanescent hue. We're only 22, yeah. Can't escape a teenage dream. This wild reality, I don't know what it means. Upstream, with the only light I see dissipating right in front of me. It's a miracle, you see, all the space between us and that strange white door. But I can't stop running from the truth. I'm diving in the darkness, so afraid of fearing you. You. Flashes of white like it's a memory. This old house creaking in the trees. The tired silence screaming volumes encapsulated in the reverie. Broken glass inside the lungs. One more breath over and done. Am I a product of flawed desire, or just that kid caught in a bad lie? A silhouette of that quiet life. A bitter taste, a switchblade knife. I'll hold you here below the stars. Hushed tears of anguish fill the yard. Your hair cascades along the wind like a stream of solid gold. But you're never young forever. The blade it rusts with growing old. It's a miracle, you say. All the space between us and that strange white door. But I can't stop running from the truth. I'm diving in the darkness, so afraid of fearing you. You, yeah. It's a miracle, you see. all the space between us and that strange white door. But I can't stop running, running from the truth, diving in the darkness, so afraid of fearing you.
I owe you an apology because you did that whole song beautifully without hearing yourself.
Yeah, I thought something was going on, but it's all good.
Nope, that was entirely my fault, but the mix sounded great.
Sweet, I'll man. Just, yeah.
And you'll hear the next one, that is for sure.
Go.
Yeah, so how would you describe your genre?
My genre. As of the past, you know, year and a half or so, I'd say it sort of falls into this weird area of like indie rock, Americana folk, with like a little bit of shoegazy psychedelic tossed in there, which is a part of the sound that I feel like is definitely starting to grow with this new music that I'm working on. But this first record that I released, All the Space, last year, definitely very rooted in a sort of classic Americana rock sound with sort of a modern indie rock flair, you know? Wearing the influences on its sleeve, for sure. But then, you know, enough of myself in there where I felt like it was a group of songs that I could really get behind, you know?
For sure. Was that a hint of Bruce Springsteen in there?
Oh, yeah. Totally, totally. He's definitely become a pillar for me musically in the past couple of years. You know, I grew up listening to, you know, more of the heavier 70s rock bands like Zeppelin and Sabbath. I started on guitar, you know, really wanted to be a shredder. And I always played in bands where that was sort of the case. And then, you know, these past couple of years, turning things, you know, into the more original side, coming out with my own stuff, starting to write lyrics, you know, is really only something that started, you know, 4 years ago or so. So I really discovered him and guys like Jackson Browne, Neil Young, you know, who I grew up listening to, but you know, you're 18, 19, you're going to college and in New England, and you know, all that angst needs to have an outlet. So those kind of guys really, you know, set the road ahead for me, I think.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that you, again, I've said this the last, you were tuned in last week, but I've said this, it's great. You know, I can hear the influences in there, but it's still definitely you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Do you have any upcoming gigs?
I do. I'll be playing this Saturday, actually, in my hometown of Yarmouth, Maine, at Studio B, which is going to be a really cute little show with some other local artists, Charlie Moore, Janice O'Rourke, and Mark McDonough. And then in the new year, on January 9th, I'll be in New York City with my good friend Nora Meyer and our friend Ellie McPhee at the Francis Kite Club, which will be a really nice acoustic show. And then 2 days later, on the 11th, we'll be back here in Boston in Medford at Deep Cuts with the full band at the Hinterlands Ball with Sinnott. So really excited about that.
Excellent. I will keep an eye on that. And if anyone listening wants to keep track of that and more, where can they find you?
Totally. Instagram is kind of the king these days, you know. I'm at Nick_Prado on Instagram. So you can find all the details about upcoming shows and music and where to buy merch and stuff like that there. I've also got a website, nickprado.com, so you can find a bunch of info there as well.
You got there first. You got that URL.
I did. I wasn't able to for Instagram. There's a just Nick Prado on Instagram, and at one point a couple of years ago, I was like, what can I do to get this? And he's like, I'm good, sorry. So maybe someday, yeah. Though.
I know the feeling. There's a Mellow Max on Instagram, and it's this cute dog, very cute dog, but no new posts in like 5-6 years.
See, that's exactly the same situation. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
But I didn't even get a response.
Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I hope the dog's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out Mellow Max.
Shout out Mellow Max.
Let's see. You've been releasing a lot of music lately.
Yeah,
about one
totally.
Track a month. Are you building up to something?
So we were. I had a 4-song EP that I recorded earlier this year at Ashlawn Recording Company in Lyme, Connecticut with my good buddy Charlie from the Brazen Youth, who's an incredible producer, musician, writer. I mean, you name it, that guy can do it. And so I went there with the band back in May of this year, and we cut four tunes. And I released three of them so far. I released The Edge in September, and then Take It As It Comes around Halloween, and then Sit By The Door I just released in November. And we had a fourth song for it, and it was going to be an EP, but it's the first time this happened, but I just decided last second that it wasn't the right time for that song to come out. And, I've been writing a lot, and I'm looking forward to a pretty big project next year. So we just decided let's do three singles, cap off the year, and then hit the ground running in 25. 25, that's crazy to say.
But. I know, right? Time flies, and it's what, the 18th?
Yeah, we week are, till Christmas or whatever. That's crazy.
Yeah. do you have anything nice planned? Oh, you're going back home, you said.
Yep, going up to Maine this weekend for that show, and it'd be good to see everybody. Small town in New England is always fun because everybody almost always comes back around the holidays. So, sometimes it's great. Sometimes you see some kids you haven't seen in 7 years, and then other times you're out at the bar and it's that person and it's like, oh man. But not that I got any enemies or anything like that, but life is life.
Still, I mean, I wouldn't choose to go walking through my high school with all the other people. I'm like,
oh, I know.
Crazy. I wouldn't want to step back into those days.
No. They're gone.
Yeah. All right. Well, have you got another song for me?
I do. Yeah. I got to tune up a little bit here. But
that is allowed and encouraged,
yes.
In fact.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely an advocate for tuning as much as you can,
For sure.
I've had some shows, where you listen back and one string is a little bit off, and there you go.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
While you're tuning, do you want to tell us about the first concert that you went to?
First concert? Oh, man. I mean, I probably went to some when I was really young, but I can't... I mean, the first one that I really remember having an impact on me was I saw Neutral Milk Hotel on their final tour in when I was, it must have been eighth grade or freshman in high school. So definitely not my first concert ever, but definitely the first one that left a lasting impact that has not left today, That was pretty electric. I had no idea who they were before. My good buddy Emmy, who drags me to shows every now and then still, was like, we got to go check this out, and it was pretty incredible.
Yeah, that would be a cool band to see live.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
it was something else. I'll tell you.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Do they have good? I'm just so used to like hearing their album. Did they have a good? How was their stage presence?
It was incredible. Yeah. I mean, Jeff Magnum, is that his name, the lead singer? I couldn't tell you, but he's very eclectic. I'll say that, and so it was. Nobody was allowed to have their phones out or anything like that, and which was great. I look back on that concert and it was one of the favorites for sure. But they had a whole horn section, a bunch of unique sounding horns and singing saws and stuff like that. It was a really, really cool night for sure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear your next one.
Cool. This is called "Sit by the Door," and it just came out in November. So hope you enjoy it. Sit by the door just to watch you come back home to me. Footsteps in a cold garage like the winter sleep. It's all still life pictures, a pair of my jeans on my mom's TV. But these veins are getting bolder and I give the cold shoulder. Like I know what I need. Spirits on a back road, breathing the
heart beating like a war drum. I know that it's killing me. When darkness comes, you get to run and tear into the breeze. I'm rougher than the road I'm on. But all these ashes dust my feet. I think you're something beautiful. As you slowly turn away from me, never stepping outside of the borderline. I need shelter from this storm, so I'll just sit and wait by the door. It was a bleak hot summer when the bully next door came knocking around. Couldn't square up to him, he had a taste for fear in my blood on the ground. Cried to my friend up the road, said it's good for your soul. Hit him back next time around. Hit back next time around. Rougher than the road I'm on. But all these ashes dust my feet. I think you're something beautiful. As you slowly turn away from me, never stepping outside of the borderline. I need shelter from this storm, so I'll just sit and wait by the door. I'll just sit and wait by the door. Whoa, it's a rough time. I'm sick in my bed. I shudder at the scene of every crime. I let them win those days, let you go and turn away and covered up my eyes. Oh, it's a long black night on this side of the line, but everything in its due time. But time ain't waiting around anymore. Well, just sit and wait by the door. Ooh,
excellent.
Thank you.
And so how long have you been playing both of your instruments, guitar and harmonica? And do you play anything else?
I mean, I bop around on other stuff, but guitar's been my main for a long time. My dad and mom got me my first guitar when I was 7 or 8, and it was a Christmas present. And it was a classical, it was a nylon string, so at the time I was like, oh, screw this, you know, I wanna rock out. You know, because I had grown up listening to Zeppelin in the car with my dad on the way to preschool, so it kind of been ingrained in me that guitars were supposed to be loud and abrasive, you know, and then there's this quiet thing. But yeah, so it's been a long time for guitar, since 7 or 8 years old. I'm almost 25 now, so coming up on 20 years of guitar, which is pretty cool. Harmonica I picked up earlier this year, actually, so that's been a very new, I guess late last year, but I just really got into that Neil Young record, Harvest Moon. There's this song on there, From Hank to Hendrix, which maybe I'll play tonight for you, but just beautiful harmonica work. It just feels like he's in the middle of a highway, in the middle of nowhere, and it's just this echoing sound, and definitely had to have it, you know, ingrained in my sound somehow. So I figured it out, you know.
It fits in perfectly, very naturally.
Thanks, yes. Man. Thank you.
Can you describe what your songwriting process is typically like?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to quantify. I was just talking with my friend Charlie about this, because we're talking about all this new music that we're going to be recording early next year. And I'm right in the middle of that, you know, writing sort of thing. I'm kind of caved up and working on a bunch of stuff. And it changes for every song. I would love to be that guy that, you know, comes out here and says, it goes the same way every time. And I light my candles and I got my guitar and I got my cigarettes. And, I write down how angry I feel about the world. And while some of that might be true, I think it's very song by song basis. You know, I've got a little studio set up at my apartment, and I like to write with sounds. I think it's hard for me to sit with an acoustic guitar and write it, the real way. I was never able to do that, and I really envy those people who can. But I like to. One of my favorite songwriters, producers, Adam Granduccio, who's in The War on Drugs, has said this before too, and it really resonates that. You got to have the atmosphere a little bit there to put you in that headspace, you know? So I've got my Juno keyboard and my little Yamaha DX keyboard. And so I work a lot with those to generate, sounds and stuff and a vibe. And then I just really try and dive in on the lyric first and foremost, So that dictates the direction as soon to the start of the process as possible, so you don't get caught in, you've built this production and then you're trying to squeeze all the words in, mm-hmm. which I think is how I, used to write. And, I'm starting to grow, I think as a lyricist too, so I think it kind of just goes hand in hand with growing as an artist, but yeah, mm-hmm. something like that.
For sure. Yeah. What you're saying about the atmosphere mm-hmm. makes sense. It's like the blank page syndrome.
Totally. Totally.
You've got a blank canvas in front of you. It's hard to take that first step, but if there's already sounds, you can gotta add to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can really just sink into the world of it too. I think all my favorite music just has atmosphere, and it's such a huge part of my sound, and just the sounds that I love. It's gotta have. I just love reverb on everything, man. This is beating around the bush. But,
you should have said that sooner. I think I can hook it up to.
Actually, no stress.
I think that I maybe could.
I won't complain.
I'll play around and I'll see if I can get some reverb
sounds
on
awesome.
Your sound.
Sounds yeah. awesome.
let's see. Outside of music, is there anywhere that you like to take inspiration from?
Yeah, I mean. Growing up in Maine is just such a huge part of who I am as a writer. I mean, and as a person, first and foremost, I grew up the youngest of three boys, and, my older brothers, Jack and Colin, we all loved music, and it was always going on, around the house and stuff, and Colin and I played in bands, and Jack was hanging out too. So being around them, I think, and growing up with such supportive and great parents who always encouraged, to chase the dream is always a big inspiration. But I think, really thinking about New England in general and my home and sort of reflecting on the past, my music is especially in the past year just been super reflective and pretty sad and bummed out, even though, everything's okay for the most part. But I feel like just, the past is somewhere that, it's a thing I'm really trying to figure out, my vibe on it. And I think that's been really a big source of inspiration. My hometown, my family, my dog Charlie, may he rest in peace. And my dog Pete now, who's hanging out at the house. Reflecting on where you came from and where you are now, I think just that in general is a huge source of where I get a lot of my inspo,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Sorry to hear about your dog.
Oh, it's all good. It was a long time ago. But he's a homie. He's probably hanging right here right now. So.
Well, would you like to play another song for him and I?
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent.
For sure. This one is also a new one. It's called The Edge. And... lot different sounding acoustically than with the full production. But it's really blossomed on its own acoustically, so hope you enjoy it. It's called The Edge. With a dead set mind on the dotted line, how the blues would shine in the rear view. With the boys in the back in a troubled time, just dead weight burning in a young man's truth. Bloodshot in the eyes had them all through the day, like a killer in the night slipping through the doorways. But when the dog is dead and the day is done, shivering, begging on a midnight sun, do you come around? Oh, oh, oh. These days you sit and stir, a banshee cries in the backyard, getting louder with each turn. You feel the end, you hear the call, you run like hell and burn it all. Do you ever even really want to fix this, honey? Did you only want to bark behind the door? Sit back and blame it on another switchback, buddy. You'll be hanging on forevermore. And your boys back home drift further down the river, teeing off and crunching numbers. Kids are coming, dime a dozen. The same sad pain that ails you now, it's a hell that you left. Someday I'll see the green light. Someday I'll see the green light. And someday I'll see the green light. Someday I'll see the green light. The green light. Whoa.
My mic wasn't turning back on for a second.
Oh, there you go.
That was scary. I can't do the reverb. I'm sorry.
That's all good, man.
Yeah.
I've heard that from many producers and live techs in my time. Turn down the reverb, man.
You know, it's. I think I tried it once before, and there was like a weird delay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a latency thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's never fun, you know?
No, but. No. I'll play around with it next time you're on. I'll have it figured out by
sounds
then.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Reverb or nothing.
Outside of music, what other do you have? Any other creative outlets?
Creative outlets, you know, not as much. I feel like I kind of channel all my creative energy into music. I used to act and I was kind of in that world for a while, but I don't know. I just think it started to not really become my thing anymore. So I love movies and my brother's an actor and he's killing it down in New York. So I'm around that a lot of the time, but music's the big thing, you know, creatively. I just think it's difficult for me to have multiple creative things going on at once. I really envy people like who can do that. Like my good friend Brady Dallas Jones is this like incredible artist, like visual artist. He can, his drawings, he has these really cool, like, I don't know if it's graphite or whatever it is, but this is beautiful little silhouettes. And I'm like, and his penmanship is so good. And I'm like, man, you got so many things going for you. Like,
yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was also a visual artist.
Oh, yeah. I doubt he'd call himself that, but he's really good, man. He's really good.
A good drawer, maybe.
Drawer. That's the word. I was like, can I say drawer? Is that the word?
Why not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
if not artist, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Boston venue to go to see local acts?
To see local acts?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I love the Sill. I've seen a couple of cool bands there. That's always a great spot, and that's just one of my favorite bars around here too, you know.
You can't beat the $3 hot dogs.
You can't beat them. Or the free popcorn too, you mm-hmm. know, and I don't know, I just feel at home there or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great spot, and you know, there's a lot of cool DIY venues and stuff too. That I love doing that thing as well. You know, Middle East is cool. Rockwell is really cool. Obviously, Winkler was just there not too long ago. I'm really bummed I missed that show. But I, you know, it's cool because they sometimes, you know, they have bigger acts coming through and they'll have local acts pair with them. I saw this band Wild Pink there a couple of weeks back, and it was just like the most killer show I've ever seen. I think they're from Queens, but they had a local band on, and they were just killing, you know. So it's cool, you know. I think Boston's cool in the way that there's, you know, there's a lot of accessibility for, you know, for local bands, and I don't think I could say the same for a lot of other cities, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool place to be for this kind of thing.
For sure. Yeah. And as someone who's been in the scene for a bit now, is there any advice that you have for someone who's trying to, you know, start on their musical journey in Boston?
Yeah, for like make like the artist path, you mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's just go to shows, you know. I mean, everybody's gonna say that, and like, you know, I'm a pretty like socially awkward guy, so it's sometimes difficult to like go out and put yourself out there and a bunch of people you don't know. But at the same time, it's like, you know, they're all kind of the same way, you know, all those people. I've really found a pretty strong community here just by, you know, biting the bullet and going out and doing it. So just getting out there and realizing too that like everybody's 90% of the time, everybody's just extremely welcoming, you know. I've met very few people in the New England music scene that have been like jerks, you know. It just, you know, maybe I just am seeing the best in them or whatever, but I don't know. Everybody's been pretty chill, you know. I bet you can agree with that in Boston scene. Like, it's just, everybody's chill, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's very chill.
Yeah. I really haven't, no one comes to mind when I think of people who weren't generally nice.
Oh, yeah.
And willing to collaborate and, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Just kind, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, so, if you're trying, you know, just go out there and do it, and you'll make some good friends through it too, you know. It doesn't have to be super transactional of like, oh, I gotta go here and schmooze with the booker or whatever. You can meet some cool people, so just get out there, man.
Exactly. Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just do it. Just,
yeah, for sure. Nike.
That's right. Sponsored, yeah.
Sponsored.
Yep. You ready with another one?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
This song's called One in Your Arms, and I'm back on the harmonica here. And it was off of that first record, All the Space, that came out last year. And it's my most streamed song, which is really cool because it's got a super special place in my heart. And yeah, so here we go. One in Your Arms. How the ashes are thrust to the wind.
the fire that's been burning beneath our tired skin. Faith, oh, the faith in a feeling I can't understand. But I know there's no time and no place for a shell of a man left to guess like a bird in a storm, lost in the dream of a friend you've forgotten that you've known since you were born. Comes and it goes, wasted and nobody knows when the wall comes down, what's it all seem to mean? A cry to my mother, I lock my knees, I'm heading for it, that cold defeat. For the only human I ever wanna be is the one in your arms. They're saying my back now, it's breaking. Oh, the ways that I would change this, but it's all in the mind. Like a ghost out on the freeway, staring at the lines. Faith, oh, the faith in a feeling I can't understand. The nerve within the winter, the peace within it bend. Bring it on back to me. Oh, you keep me waiting, I grind my teeth. I'd save it till the morning, but I'm in too deep. For the only human I ever wanna be is the one in your arms. Oh, 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 oh. Fall down a lonely road, and the wicked wind it whispers through the pine. I'll be there when your tides are low, but you gotta look me in the eyes, in the eyes, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. Were there any bands that you were surprised to see in your Spotify? Do you have Spotify?
I do.
Okay. Any artists or bands that you were surprised to see in your top five this year?
In my top five? No, I think top five. Well, there's this band Tops, who I've been listening to a lot. There was this one record, my buddy Nikki showed it to me. I couldn't tell you the name of the record, but I listened to it a ton, and that made its way into the top five. But other than that, it was, you know, I had War on Drugs, I had Dive, which is one of my favorite bands. I forget who the rest were, but pretty, you know, typical for me. My top 100, I had Lana Del Rey, which is a new one this year. I really dug into her stuff this year, and I've just become so enamored with her sound and her whole thing, and super beautiful stuff. But But yeah, run of the mill. I don't know. It's tricky. The algorithm thing is weird with the rap. Sometimes you get some that like you listen to once and I'm like, how the heck did this make it on here, you know?
For me, there were a couple of groups on there. I mean, it was a lot of local bands, which makes sense. I listen to a lot of local music.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of the local bands that were on there were bands that like I'd had in for my show. So like,
oh, cool.
The reason why they were on there was because I was studying.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, let me listen to their entire discography for like 2 days.
Oh, totally.
And then it was enough.
That rocks.
Yeah.
That rocks.
Yeah. Shout out Free Rock. They've got like, I don't know, they put out multiple albums a year.
Yeah.
They're crazy, very prolific.
From here?
Yeah. They're South Shore and Rhode Island.
Oh, wicked.
But yeah, they're around. They're like kind of jammy bandy. Yeah.
That stuff, man. I've been listening to this band Dogs in a Pile recently. I think they're from Boston, but I was never really into the jam thing, and I've just got so many guitar friends who are like, you gotta check this out, man. And it's cool. It's cool stuff, you know?
Have you seen any jam bands live?
That's
really, you're not gonna, it's, you don't, oh, not to say you don't get it until you're there.
No,
but
totally.
Like,
you don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah.
I wanted to go see Goose. They were playing at Thompson's Point up in Portland this summer, Portland, Maine. They were playing like 3 nights there, and it was all sold out. And I wasn't able to go. But just these long sets, you know, and definitely drawing inspiration from guys who did it before, but also it's all these new sounds and stuff. I did see, I don't know if they'd really qualify as jam, but they got jammy stuff going on. I saw Billy Strings last summer in the pouring rain at that same venue, Thompson's Point. And they definitely have some of those omens going on. That was pretty cool live act to see.
Yeah, it's always nice when someone can just improvise. Go for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All string instruments too. There was just like no percussion or anything, just mandolin, bass, guitar. It's really cool. Really, really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what would you choose?
Oh, I mean it'd have to be like piano. Like I do play keys and I'm trying to get good, but like, man, I just like you know, the opening to Backstreets by Springsteen, to be able to play that with like the authority that that Roy played it with, you know, it's just ridiculous. And you know, I mean, just so many of my favorite songs from that era especially, but you know, in you know, jazz stuff too that I was digging into in college. I mean, Oscar Peterson this time of year too, like I just had him on the way here, the Christmas record. You know, it's just like, I just could never get the dexterity down of doing, you know, all this stuff with the left hand. And I don't know, it just seems like such a complex instrument, you know, but just such a beautiful sounding thing that just adds so much to any song, you know. So it'd be piano, maybe saxophone, but probably piano.
I feel like piano is a very useful instrument.
I mean, you can just, it really is like with MIDI controllers and stuff now too, like, I mean, you basically pilot the ship with the piano, you know, it's crazy. But yeah, maybe someday I'll dig in. But.
Yeah. It's always a, you know, maybe next. Yeah, 2025. It's right around the corner.
You are right, man.
Well, would you like to play another for us?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
Sure. I will, I'm going to play another new one that I released this year. Recorded this also at Ashlawn with Charlie in Old Lyme, Connecticut. Great studio. This is called Take It As It Comes. And this one is probably the most into, you know, the shoegazier, heavier sound, you know, that I've been liking so much lately. But got to translate it to acoustic, so let's do it. Take It As It Comes. I take it as it comes, I wash it out in water, drive into a freezing rain. For saying what you want me to say is worth the wreckage, storms as they whip across the bay. I don't wanna be lonely tonight. I don't wanna be lonely tonight. Crinkle out a bed, I stare into the mirror. Listen, but it's you and me. A twinkle in the eyes, but fearfully disguised in a sunset of surrender. It's only a surrender to you. Take it as it comes. Did you ever even love me anyway? Take it as it comes. Call it in the air and make your run away. What if I wanna be lonely tonight? Much to your dismay, 'cause you always find your way. You know, I'll take it as it comes. Every seal and twist in a fate, like sirens on the highway. I can feel it through the skyline. There's a future at a different pace. I don't wanna be lonely tonight. No, I don't wanna be lonely tonight. Lonely tonight. Take it as it comes. Did you ever even love me anyway? I'll take it as it comes. Call it in the air and make your run away. What if I wanna be lonely tonight? Much to your dismay, 'cause you always find your way. You know I'll take it as it comes. Take it as it comes. Do you ever even love me anyway? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you could be a fly on the wall for any recording session for any song or album, what recording session would you choose?
All time?
All time.
All time. Oh, man. I mean, Led Zeppelin 1 would have been pretty cool to see what was going on there, because that was just the start of so much to come. Born to Run would have been cool, too. As of recently, I probably would say War on Drugs, Lost in the Dream, to be honest with you. That came out in, like, 2014. But it's just become one of my favorite records of all time, and it's just to see what they were doing on some of this stuff alone, you know, because it's just, if, I don't know if you ever listened to that band, but there's just this wash of sound over everything, wash of ambience over everything, and it's just like, how the heck did they do some of that stuff, you know? So those three I think are pretty good. Born to Run, Lost in the Dream, Zeppelin 1. I'll give those. Yeah.
Yeah, those would be crazy rooms to be able to just like watch in on.
Yeah, learn everything you can.
And the traffic outside agrees.
Yes. All right. Yeah, it's Medford, you know.
Oh yeah. If you had to pick one word to describe your music, what word would you choose?
Longing, probably. A big longing. It's definitely not the happiest stuff in the world, but it's also not like, you know, it's not this crazy depressing stuff either. You know, I think there's this sense of melancholy. Maybe melancholy is the word, you know, I don't know, some combination of the two. But in that realm, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we've got time for one more song.
Awesome.
So would you like to take it away?
For sure. For sure. This is a tune that'll probably be coming out next year. It's part of some of the new stuff we've been doing. If I can get this freaking harmonica around my head. This is a song I wrote about Maine, you know, in college, having some trouble, you know, figuring things out, and just the ease of, you know, being able to, you know, drop everything and go back home where things are safe, you know, and it's what you know, and how that sometimes isn't always the best situation to put yourself in. So this song's called Northern Wind. Hope y'all enjoy it. Just another panicked Monday. Get yourself clean, wash the rubble down. You're the product of everything that you run from. That shadow on the corner, the chill of your hometown. From the morning the door slammed behind you, going on a few years of it now. Throwing coins in a jar every time that you make a mistake. It got you richer than a trust fund kid, but as broken and ripped as a stranger in a crowd. So ride the northern. Can you take what you've been dealing for so long? It's part of giving in, standing in that skin. Your every word that comes out of your mouth. So go on, ride that northern wind. Just ride it out, yeah. Just another cry to Jesus, like the howling of a loon, with a shiver in your eyes beneath the moon. At the end of the day, it's the same damn sky. We're all running out of daylight, just 20 minutes past 5. The northern wind, breathe it in again. Can you take what you've been dealing for so long? Part of giving in, standing in that skin. Your every word that comes out of your mouth. Read it on the northern wind, hide awaken. Take what you've been dealing for so long. It's part of giving in, standing in your skin.
hear every word that comes out of your mouth. So go on, ride that northern wind. Let it cradle you again. Go on, ride that northern wind. Till God knows when.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. That was awesome.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Would you like to read out the PSA that you picked out?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
And before you do, I'm Mellow Max. I've been here with Nick Prato, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sweet. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. There you go. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Very well done.
Thank you.
And with that, if you heard them in the background earlier, Super Pink is going to be playing live on the Town with Mikey D at 10:30, and Phil will be playing some tunes, some local tunes until then. Well, Nick, thank you very much. Do you have any final thoughts?
You know, nothing too crazy. Got a show in Boston on January 11th at Deep Cuts in Medford. That's going to be my first full band show in a while, so looking forward to that and hopefully seeing some of y'all there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And people can find you on
Instagram at Nick_Prato. I'm on Spotify just as Nick Prato. And then you can find even more information on my website, nickprato.com, all one word. So nice and easy.
Perfect. And speaking of nice and easy, I'm going to play a nice short song by Hatfield in the North to carry us over to the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week, even though it's Christmas. If you're going to be driving somewhere between 7 and 9 p.m., tune in for some good drive-in music. All right. Thanks again, Nick.
Take care.